Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony Conan from National Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, and your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Can I speak with Janice, please?
This is Janice.
Janice Carter, right?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, and are you 18 and 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Okay, ma'am, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I'm African-American.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and then just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
62.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I probably will.
Okay, probably vote, okay. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, so dissatisfied, all right. All right, and then thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Extending up to the rise of in racism and discrimination, protecting
yes.
LGBTQ rights, reducing
yes.
gun violence.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read them all. That way you can give me two of those. Okay. Investing in maternal
okay.
health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Fighting inflation. Reducing crime. Providing affordable childcare. Improving the economy. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Improving kindergarten to 12 public school education. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, and increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. Okay, you can pick up two of those to be the most important to you.
Racism and gun violence.
Okay, racism and reducing gun violence. All right. All right. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And thinking about how the economy is going specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Say those again, the second one. What was the second one? Keeping up with
specifically for you and your family, would you say are just keeping the first one is just keeping up with the cost of living? The
yes.
second one say that one, right?
Yeah.
Keeping up.
Yeah, keeping
right.
up with
the
cost of living.
In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles, to economic success and upward mobility? In this country, would you say sexism or, unequal pay for treatment for women? Inadequate programs to help people in poverty, lack of good paying jobs opportunities, not enough good role models, poor work ethic, poor life choices and values by some, too many people depending on the government for handouts, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, or the breakdown of the traditional family structure. You can pick two of those two.
Okay. I think it was the second one or the third one. Was that the first one, the second one that you said?
Inadequate programs to help people in poverty? Or
nope, the next one.
Lack of good paying jobs and opportunities?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. That one, and what else?
Keep going. What else did you say?
Not enough good role models, poor work ethics.
Not enough good role models.
Okay, that one. Okay, we'll get...
Okay.
And now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which do you think is the biggest reason. Not enough police officers in the street, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without degree or job training, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, too many guns flooding our streets, prosecutors and elected officials who are not taught, enough on crime, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, too many people suffering from mental illness or on our streets, a toxic culture, TV, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, reduced funding for public services to help people in need.
Okay, reduced services for helping people in need. And number three, what you say? I had my fingers up for number three.
Lack of good paying jobs and opportunities?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, ma'am. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books, that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. All right, and do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Say that again. Do I support to ban books?
Yes. Do you support or oppose the efforts, to remove
or
ban books
from public schools? I oppose it.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. Okay, the first one would be Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
50.
Okay, critical race theory, or CRT.
I don't know what that is, so.
Okay, no problem. We'll move to the next one. Okay, Kevin McCarthy.
Don't know who he is.
Okay, the feminist movement.
Was he the police guy or something? Kevin McCarthy, wasn't he running for the police superintendent or something?
I don't have any information on him right now, right here.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, no problem. Okay, what about the feminist movement?
50%.
Joe Biden.
70.
70 for Joe Biden. Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
Zero. Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yes.
What about her? I want to say I give her 70.
7, okay. All right, Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is.
Okay, don't know who she is. Okay. What about the gay rights movement?
I want to say 50.
50? Okay, Ron DeSantis.
I know who he is. I would say 40.
40? Barack Obama.
80.
80. And the NAACP.
NAACP?
Yes.
75.
75? All right. All right, thank you, Mel. Right, and I know it's still a long ways off, but I'm thinking about the 2024 presidential election. If the election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Democrat, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit. Please rate me how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact in your life, a 5 means a moderate impact in your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact in your life. Okay, here's the first one. The country's economy going into recession soon.
10,
okay. Climate change.
10.
Affirmative action ending.
5.
5. And crime and violence in this country.
10.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say, you know, the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy, okay? The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay, the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Yes, I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
Okay, children under the under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignments, such as, you know, undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, the government should provide free child care for all families.
Agree.
Okay, ban assault weapons.
Agree.
Okay, and the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with serious health conditions.
I agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Only have a little bit more and we should be done. Okay. Which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers pay time off? When dealing with mental health episodes, mothers giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for family members with serious health conditions, fathers adopting a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, or death of a family member. You can pick as many as you want on those.
All of the above. All of them.
All the above. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do all of them. All right, ma'am, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Sometimes. You say, well, how many, say those,
very often. Very often?
No.
Often? Not no. often or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. All right, and have any of the following things happened to you or member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I graduated from high school.
So, high school graduate, okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No.
No children, okay. And how would you describe
the area? I got children, but they all grown.
Urban, suburban, or... Okay, yes, this is under 18. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, suburban. What'd you say, urban, suburban, or rural?
Or... yes, ma'am.
It's not suburban. It's not rural. So it's got to be the other one.
Urban, right? Urban?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay, several times a year. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of outlets or stations. For each one, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them, you know, in the span of a week. Networks such news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS.
All every day.
So very often, right? Or somewhat often.
Very often, yes. Very often.
Okay, what about your local TV news?
Very often.
MSNBC.
Very often.
Fox News.
Very often.
CNN.
Once a week.
So maybe somewhat often or not that often?
Somewhat, not that often, not that often. CNN, not that often.
Okay, not that often. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not as strong.
Not as strong Democrat. Okay. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no health insurance?
Medicaid.
Medicaid, okay. Medicaid. All right, and who is the primary breadwinner in the household? Would that be you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or parents, your child or your children, another relative, retire, or on a fixed income?
Myself. Me.
Okay, so be you, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and then would you please tell me into which of the following categories your yearly income or your household falls, including everyone who lives in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category, okay? Would that be under $15,000 a year, 15 to 30?
Yes.
30 to 50,
under-
50
Under 50. Under 15. 50.
So it'll be, okay, 30 to 50?
Nope. Less than that. I'll say 25 or less.
Okay, 25 or less. So I have 15 to 30. That's the smallest one. And then 15.
Okay, well, that's it then.
Okay, that one. All right, ma'am. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. I really appreciate your time. Okay. You have a nice evening. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.